Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue our coverage and we continue to try and understand what is going on with Russia and Ukraine. We wanted to try and understand what the future of a Russian sanctioned airline looks like. Putego Moshapele, aviation analyst, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning to your listeners as well.
So it's a strange situation because we know that within the industry, planes are often leased and many airlines don't actually own the planes that they're flying. Now there's the situation where all these planes are sitting in Russia. What is the what is going on there?
So Aeroflot is a national carrier of Russia. So they have a couple of aircrafts that they have leased from different lessors around the world. Mainly they are in Ireland and some of them they are also in China and part of the Asia. So the bulk of the planes that they have in a form of Airbus A320s and 321s, they own about 167 on their fleet, and the 777s and the 330s and 350s. So the sanctions, when they were implemented, it simply means for them they will not be able to utilize the airplanes because the countries that registered them, they will surrender their airworthiness certificates for them to operate. Basically, they will not be airworthy because they will render them unairworthy because the part of the requirements of the IOTA is that the country that registered the airplane should be the one that determines the airworthiness of that particular plane. So in this case, it means that if Aeroflot is going to be getting the mandate from the lessors to return the planes and they don't return them, and then the lessors would then make a decision to render them an airworthy, meaning that they would not be flying anywhere else except inside the Russian airspace.
So in other words, they really just become a very much a localized airline. But what happens in terms of international support from the manufacturers, from people who are going to supply spare parts and everything that they would need to maintain the planes?
Yeah, not only the spare parts and not only the and also the operational, the softwares and the programs that we use for flying, the satellite radar and so on, that would not be usable because they are not going to be linked with the suppliers. So they are facing quite a steep little difficulties going on going forward should they want to keep the planes within the Russian airspace. But also one of the things that we need to understand and the listeners need to understand is that when you are a leasing company, you want business from me. You want my business. It's that principle. So what happened there was that the lessors went into Russia with the Russian rules, and therefore it will be in Russia's interest whether they want to return or they want to penalize them, because the contract has penalty clauses if someone in between the parties default on something, then they are eligible for claim from them. And so it's not going to be a simple process as bring my planes, early terminating the lease agreement and so on. So it's not going to be like that. So what is going to happen possibly? So they are going to try and move or lean too much to those countries that didn't have or did not implement sanctions on Russia. For example, China. China does not have that. And also they will go to countries in Ireland where most of these tax havens are. They will lean forward to more towards that to try and avoid this. But also it is in the interest of the lessors as well not to you know, just hastily cancelled the deals as they are hoping to still get some more business from Russia because they have placed quite significant amount of orders. So that's what may happen, but it's not going to be as simple as that.
Yeah, it's really a very, very difficult situation because you also wonder, and we know that that's what sanctions do. Sanctions punish the people of the country as well, in the hope that they will pressurize government to change their ways. But here we do have a real situation that conceivably air travel in Russia can become unsafe and almost unsustainable.
Well, it's not going to be, well, you know, as simple as that. Mm. Understand that Russia also have its own airplane. It's called Sukhoi. Sukhoi, it's got quite a number of airplanes within their fleet, and their engines are made in Russia in conjunction with the French, but largely the company that has a majority stake on the engine manufacturer of Sukhoi is the Russian. So they will try as much as possible to minimize those that they cannot afford to maintain and rather push their brand as much as possible. But it's a very limited type of approach from Aeroflot, and I think they will try as much as possible to play tit for tat type of a situation, because if you were to look at the titanium. The titanium comes from the Russia. All the airplane manufacturers, your Airbus, Boeing, and the Brazilian Embraer, all of them, they utilize titanium from Russia. Now, how are they going to go ahead and build the frames of the planes and some of the parts that requires titanium? So they're not going to be able to. Russia will simply go in to block them. So it's going to be a very messy type of a situation, which I don't think that those companies would easily just leave the situation as it is. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to navigate this one.
Very, very interesting. Patego Mochapele, aviation analyst, talking to us about the future of Russian sanctioned airlines and what it looked like.